Okay, cool. I think we need to get those stands that we were talking about a few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get those stands that we were talking about a few months ago. Because, boy, I don't like carrying a mic anymore.
My microphone should be coming today, actually. For my camera. My camera.
Nice. Still need to get one of those drones. I saw one when I was in Edinburgh. It's actually not that much money.
They're not expensive.
Like £150. Yeah, pounds.
It's not expensive for
them,
a drone.
Them drone cameras are like £150. Yeah.
And to do some recording this summer.
Yeah,
Sam,
man.
Everyone. Okay.
Yeah, I've been recording for...
Oh, you've been recording. Okay. So, maybe it's best that we talk, for those that don't know, about the process of making an album and why it's important to actually own the rights to your music and what that entails. So, for many decades, artists who sign a record deal with a label, they're expected to turn over the rights to their sound recordings, so the actual studio or live recording of their material. As part of a typical record deal, relinquishing these master rights was part of how an artist would secure the financial support of their label to pay for the recording and release of the record. So basically, we give you the money as a label, and in return, we own the rights to your music such that we can use your music for commercials, we can use it for however we see fit, essentially, without you having to, without you as an artist making the monetary gain from that.
Yeah.
So, so this is why it's so important for a lot of artists to actually start owning the rights to their music, because I remember, I'll never forget, there was a documentary on TLC, and they were basically saying how, you know, a record of theirs would sell for $10. And after they've paid all the artists, all the management, all of the like the producers,
promoters,
marketing, all of that stuff. Once they've paid that off, they would have like a dollar for that
album
from that $10 album. They would get a dollar from that. Then they would have to split that three ways between them. So it's like 33 cents each.
Yeah.
So I guess, in this new age of independent artists coming up and people starting to own the rights to their music, it means that they get more money from what they're producing. So effectively, with the master's rights under the control of the label can then license the artist's music to third parties for placement in TV, film, commercials, or for use in other works such as sampling. Without the artist's consent or monetary gain. So unless an artist has earned back all the money that's been invested into them by the label for recording and promotion of a record, then all the master license fees would stay with the label. So, yeah, so as we know, like, record labels kind of work as a
bank.
Yeah. They work as a bank, essentially. They're like a bank with all the industry contacts. Do you know what I mean? So they give you the money, plus they can hook you up with the producers, with the marketing team, with the publishing, all stuff like that. But unless you make back that money that they've invested in you, and then some,
then
you know what I mean. It's not good enough for them to give you a million and then for you to just make back a million for them. No, you need to be making. Otherwise, there's no profit. So I guess it just goes to show that it really is important for artists to kind of start owning the rights to their material. And you're finding that with a lot of artists. Hence,
kind of like a mortgage, if anything, if you think about it. Yeah. You buy a house, it's actually the bank's until you pay them.
That's it.
You know what I mean? So all that time you're paying off bit by bit, it's owned by the bank until you finish paying that off.
And if you think about like what Michael said earlier, like the record labels these days, they have their bank, but then they also have the contacts, and the contacts, in my opinion, the contacts are what is more important than the money that they give you. Because you think about it like this, getting your music onto radio, onto different platforms, so you, where you're able to, you know, like push your music out, so you're able to make more money from charts or touring. Those things are important, and in my opinion, those are more important than any amount of money that any record label can give you, because now you can set up your own like home studio and record your music from the spare room or even in your own room. You know, the money's not really important as much as it was in the past. So, and to be honest, I like where I like where everything is going, where the internet is the real, how would I say it? It's the internet has really taken away some of the power from the record labels. Yeah, so yeah. You can now be, you can now create your own platform. You can you can push your own music out. And so you don't really have to go down that route of giving them publishing, you know? So, because think about it like this, let's picture this scenario. A record label, several record labels come to you. They've said, okay, this is the deal. We're going to give you a so-and-so amount as an advance to pay your for recording, for feeding, to pay all the people that you've hired, blah, 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 blah. And in return, we get a percentage from your publishing, but then we'll also give you all the contacts to push your music out. We'll talk to radio stations. We'll talk to, TV shows. We'll talk to advertising companies so they can license your music and use it in adverts. A lot of that is dead now. Like, you don't have to go down that route anymore.
No,
you can cool. You can just reject those deals.
Yeah.
And more time, I feel like record labels, you know, you mentioned about the internet now being the place where a lot of artists are pushing their music and getting building up a following. A lot of record labels now, they want you to have that following. They're not really investing in you unless you've built up something either via YouTube or SoundCloud,
yeah.
Or whatever other mediums there are. They want you to be pushing yourself, and then if anything they'll jump on your bandwagon. Does that make sense? And they'll help to kind of elevate you that bit further. For example, like people like Justin Bieber, people like Ariana Grande, they were YouTube stars, do you get what I'm saying? And now they're like dominating the music industry. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? But they had started up for themselves, putting out their own material, and then the label came and assisted them to get that bit further.
But you know, I think I understand why those guys still go down that route, because you don't really make that much money off music. You know, music is just an avenue to allow you to make music from other ventures. Like a lot of those big artists have got endorsement deals. Like I know Justin Bieber had one with Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
Beyonce makes a ton of money from endorsements. Like, remember when she always used to be on the Pepsi ads?
Yeah.
Like, crazy, and the H&M, and now she's got her own clothing line with Topshop. So, yeah. You know, I just feel as if that music is just a tool being used to be able to make money from other avenues.
And the record labels picked up on that.
Yeah.
So that's why, for those that don't know, that obviously there are different kinds of record deals that you can have out there. So you can have record deals in terms of from a label. You can have record deals. You can have management deals. You can have publishing only deals. You can have
360
deals. And the 360 deals, which are really interesting, is it's when the label are able to take a percentage earning off of, you know, your record sales, your touring figures and sales,
merch.
But then also merchandise and endorsements as well. So it's a 360, it's a full circle deal where the label are able to make money off of everything that you do. And like you said, Afa, obviously music now is a means to greater endeavors and broader ventures that a lot of artists are doing. Like you see, I think, was it Drake was working on a restaurant at one point, I think. You know, all of these different things. Like when you're a musician and you're out there in the public eye, you're now able to
do
other business ventures. Like a lot of artists say, they're not just content being artists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there comes to a point when it's like, you know, this is a business. Like, I'm a businessman. Let me be making some money in other areas. So labels, for example, someone like Rihanna, she was on a 360 deal when she first signed. So who's Def Jam and / Rock Nation, they were making peas off of...
Well, they made money off of...
Yeah. Oh, I think at the time it was just Def Jam, because she just signed to Rock Nation.
Oh, okay.
Record deal. Yeah,
which
yeah.
was with Def Jam, yeah.
I think her new thing is on Rock Nation.
Yes. Yeah. And she Rihanna's someone who now owns the masters to her own music. So
mad.
She is...
What, her new music or music going forward?
Music going forward.
Oh, okay.
So music going forward. She now owns the music. So any music that Rihanna puts out, I don't know if this includes Anti or not. It could well do. any music that goes out, she has the exclusive ownership of how that music is licensed. So whereas before, as I mentioned, the record labels would take her music and maybe put in an advert or put it in a film or whatever, and then they could, they, the deal could be set up in such a way such that they get all the monetary gain from that and she wouldn't make anything from it. Whereas she owns the rights to that now, so she earns a lot more. Like, I remember Lily Allen did a cover of this song, right? And it went into the John Lewis, it was in the John Lewis Christmas TV ad, yeah? And everyone, basically, there was an article where she said that she made something like I can't remember the exact figure, but it was like something like 1,500, let's say £1,500.
Yeah.
She made £1,500 from making that record, but it was like a number one record. Everyone was thinking, oh, Lily's, you know, come back. And she was like, no, because remember, I've covered the song, plus I've had to pay all the producers, and I, she didn't own the licensing to that. So,
so
it's gone in the advert. And so what
was she saying? Was she annoyed by it?
She was just, she was trying to let people know, like, look, this is the industry. Like, just assume because the song's gone to number one and because it's in Christmas ad that the artist or the singer is making their money. Like, I'm not rich.
Do you know what I mean? She rich. She got peas, bruv. She's got peas.
But from that, from that,
but record, from that, yeah, from that from record, that, nah, probably not. Yeah.
Let me see if I can get the actual figure.
I wonder if 50 Cent owns any of his music. I doubt it, you know. I reckon it's probably all the new music now. Because I don't think he owned any of the old music. No, I doubt it. I think he's still allowed to perform it. But that's about it.
Just to correct myself, she said she made £8,000 from the John Lewis advert.
No.
Yeah, everyone assumes I made millions from the John Lewis ad. I probably made like 8K, she said. So, yeah, it's I mean, 8K is some, still some peas, do you know what I mean?
For us.
But, yeah, we are everyday man. But I guess for these artists, you know, sometimes it's smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. Compared to, like, all our other songs and stuff, it's obviously 8K is, like, 5P or something.
Yeah, exactly.
£5.
And I think also, like, even people like Brandy, like, so obviously I've mentioned that Brandy was going through a battle with her record label. Kesha obviously went through a battle with her record label in that she was stuck in the album deal and her producer allegedly raped her and she had to still continue doing music and fulfill that contract. I think now, more than ever, is the time for artists to, if they can, insofar as they can, be independent. Because you don't want to be tied to like a 7-album deal. You don't know what's going to happen in 7 years. You know what I mean? You don't. Yeah. That's why Rita Ora sued Roc Nation because she was like,
look, she ain't dropped an album. Huh? She hasn't dropped an album in the US.
Exactly.
She's been signed since 2008. So that's 8 years on Roc Nation.
Eight years on Roc Nation. And she said all the people that she had started out with that hadn't brought her onto the label, they had all gone because of restructuring in the company. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but she's still tied into this deal. Do you get what I'm saying? So you have to be...
I think it's because they signed a deal with Sony, you know? Because Roc Nation signed a deal with Sony, so... Obviously, when stuff like that happens, you merge with another company, people get let go.
Yeah.
Redundancies.
Yeah.
Sony, you know, how they're doing everything.
Sony just be doing people bad. Like, it's like
everything, man.
It's key. It's definitely key. And even someone like Lauryn Hill now. Lauryn Hill, you know, she's had a massive like battle when it comes to music and stuff like that. And she's had issues with her record labels when it came to recording. She's got so much recorded unreleased material, but just because of issues with the label, or you know, Lauren's like a social economic freedom activist. Do you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, not like paying your taxes either.
Exactly. So, you know what I mean? As a creative as well, I think that's the other thing as well. As an artist, you are the creative one. You're the one that kind of your focus and love and passion is the music. So when it comes to all of these like nitty gritty financial contracts and binding laws and stuff and agreements that you're brought into, you need to have a good lawyer. Do you know what I mean? You can't just be signing your life away because that is what you're doing.
But I think that's why you hire people, because I think we had this conversation with Enoch like years ago. I think this is when we were in Garfunkel's. Actually, I remember it. We were on Garfunkel's, yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. then Enoch, yes, I think I this is like Enoch's first year in ACM.
Yep.
So he was telling us like there are some artists that they have to hire all these people because all they know is music.
Yeah.
Like every other thing that happens, like it's not that it is their concern, but they hire people to make it their concern instead.
Mm. So what happened, like when you, so when someone comes up to you with a contract, say like a record label, you don't sign it. You get, you hire a lawyer, you pay a lawyer. It's actually better to pay a lawyer, how, like, what, 400 sometimes, whatever, to read through that contract and see what, so see all the loopholes, everything that basically can benefit you. And if not, then they'll tell you. But then, again, do you really want to lose a lot of money in the future or pay a bit of money at the beginning and then say, know which contract is best for you? Yeah, that's why you have to have good lawyers, boy, and hire them quick. As soon as you get a deal, you don't sign it, boy. You don't sign it. That's one thing. And they're always, labels sometimes will make it seem like this is a one in a lifetime deal. Like, oh, you bet. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so sign this by next week and then we can get you started. And yeah. Like, yeah. But no, really, you could take a year if you wanted to and sign it then.
Because they're not going to, I don't think they're ever. However, some labels can walk away because if you haven't got the buzz anymore, what do we need to sign you for?
Exactly, yeah. You know? They can walk away. I know people. Like, I personally know people that have labels like Sony waiting on, like literally waiting on them to say, "Yeah, I want to sign a deal." Even till now, but she obviously didn't sign with them. She went with another label because they offered a better contract.
Mm-hmm.
But she said she had Sony waiting because obviously she kept doing her thing. She obviously didn't stop, but what she did, she got the offer, but then she was like, okay, yeah, I'll think about it, read it through, whatever. But then she just carried on recording, releasing, doing her personal like stuff on YouTube and everything.
Mm.
And she just kept growing, her fan base kept growing. So the more this happens, the more Sony actually wants her. Like, do you know what I mean? Because then she can do the work on her own.
Mm.
But then she kept them on hold for that long and they still want her now. But then obviously there's those times where you get an artist that will like blow one time and then Sony will be like, oh yeah, sign this. They say, oh no, we'll wait. And then Sony will walk off and say, no, we don't need music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all about the artists and how much work they put in, really.
And I think it's key. I think if you know your worth as an artist and if you are truly an artist, you have the ability to tell them, look, wait, I'm going to hold on a minute. Let me build up my fan base. Let me work on new music. Because the thing is, like that case that you just gave, she's got now more bargaining power when she goes into that room with Sony. She can be like, look, this is what I want. She can kind of more negotiate her terms rather than, oh yes, the label finally come for me. You know what I mean? Like, I think people need to remember that labels are not a saving grace. They're not.
The word, it's not even, to be honest, I wouldn't even, like, if I got a deal, and I signed it, there's a point you can celebrate it, you know, like, you got to this is a new milestone in your career, but it's not even the end. Mum would even say it's the beginning, because now, you've got to go through this machine, to get your music out. Sometimes, you don't even know if your first priority. Like, you may not even be the priority for the label. So imagine you sign a deal and then you're not allowed to release any music.
Word to Rita Ora.
Boy. See what I mean? Like, oh man, I just, the way I say it, I just feel like, because I remember when Rita signed, like, when she signed to Rock Nation, I was following her on Twitter, and at that time, she only had that 6,000 followers. At that time when I followed her, obviously I unfollowed her after because she's boring, isn't it? But like, at that time she was on like 6,000 followers. And then when she released that song with Tiny Temper, the one that Drake wrote, that's when she was gone. And then Rihanna signed to Rock Nation, you're not priority anymore. That's how it is. And she hasn't even released an album.
It's sad, man.
That's actually crazy. But then again,
in the US.
But who do you blame for that though, really?
Who could I blame for that? It's hard. I look at it like this. So let's use Rock Nation as an example. Yeah. So Rock Nation don't only just do music.
Yeah.
They do sports agency. They do a bunch of other stuff. So to me, it's like they didn't really prioritize her due to the fact that they have so many other ventures going on.
Mm.
And they do management as well. So, and at that time, Rihanna had already signed a management deal with Roc Nation. Kanye West was signed on management, but I think he's just recently left. Yeah. Wale at that time was signed to Roc Nation on management, but he's left as well. But Meek Mill is signed to management. Jerome Boateng, that plays for Bayern Munich, is signed to management. And Marcus Rashford, who plays for Man United, is reportedly going to sign management deals. So it to me, it's like Roc Nation have diversified their portfolio, and so music is not their priority. To me, if I am the head of Roc Nation, I'm looking at that. We got all these stars here. They're making money. They're doing things for their career. And we got Rita Ora. But Rita Ora in herself is a brand. How long is she going to last?
Yeah.
How long is her peak? Is she already hit her peak?
Mm.
What more can we do with her?
Yeah, she just needs some drama.
In comparison to the others. In comparison to that, the other people that they've signed.
Mm.
So for me, I feel as if it was like, they'd restructured who was priority and she was no longer priority.
Yeah.
So it was either she could stay and we'll see what we do, or cut ties.
So going back to this thing on owning your rights to your own music and owning your music.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the artists that have actually made that step, that business step from moving from being just a kind of label rat. I couldn't think of any other term.
Guinea pig. It's not as bad as rats.
Yeah, maybe not as bad as rat. Maybe the label guinea pig to kind of taking ownership of their music careers. Like, who are the artists that now own?
I'll tell you one that is never signed.
Go ahead.
Jamie. He has never, ever, ever signed a deal to nothing. Not even management. He manages himself.
Yeah. Wow.
The only thing he has is a booking agency.
Wow. And that's it.
He owns the rights to all his music. So think about when Man Don't Care came out last year, like that song was popping.
Yeah.
Like everybody, but did you hear it in any adverts?
No.
Nah. Really. You didn't hear it in any adverts because he probably didn't want to. And you would think if you've watched Jeremy interviews or if you follow him on Twitter, you would expect him not to do something like that. Because it's just like he makes music because he likes to make music. And that's it. It's not going to be on any advertising, none of that. But if he didn't have the rights to his own music and he created that banger, it's like the label can do whatever they want with his music.
Okay.
But so he owns everything.
So JME owns everything. Chance the Rapper as well, I've read.
Okay.
Owns everything.
Yeah, but he's not signed.
Yeah,
that's the thing. So independent. He's not signed.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And he's done big things already for his career. And he hasn't even released an album. It's all been mixtapes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't it Rihanna as well, isn't it?
Rihanna. So Rihanna owns the masters to her own music going forward.
That's a lot of music that she's missed out on, though. A lot of
big
tunes.
Yeah, 100%.
How are you sure? Is she sure that she'll ever be able to replicate something like that again? Because there are a few artists that are able to continuously reinvent themselves and then create new bangers.
Actually, someone like Madonna, I actually don't know if she owns the rights to her music, but it wouldn't surprise me if she did.
I don't know, but I'm talking about let's put Rihanna in a position. Okay, she owns her all the music. She owns all her music going forward now, but is she able to reinvent herself and then release bangers, hits?
Only time will tell.
I don't think so.
I think she'll be able to. I don't think Rihanna's not gonna. She's not going on a downhill slide for any time soon. Do you know what I mean? People love Rihanna. Even though me, I'm not.
Hey, that work song though, I can't even lie.
And it could, and that owning the rights to her masters could well include Anti. It could include that album as well, which has a lot of bangers that people like on it. So
you know what? I wouldn't be surprised due to the fact that her boss Jay-Z owns the rights to his music, and I think it was from 2003 forward. Because when he signed a deal with Def Jam, he said, "Okay, when I signed this deal to become president of Def Jam, he said, okay, I'm gonna sign this deal, but I have to own my masters."
Yeah.
So he owns his masters from 2003 going forward. That's crazy. Even includes the whole Watch the Throne album.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Bruh.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
So Jay-Z owns his own masters.
N-Words in Paris.
Mate.
That made money.
Money.
That was a banger in 2011.
Yeah. Mariah Carey owns the masters.
Oh, yeah.
Her own masters as well. Prince owns his own masters, as I mentioned earlier. Obviously, the conspiracy about him owning his own masters and then suddenly being taken off the face of the earth.
Conspiracy.
I don't know if Beyonce owns the rights to her own music.
She's on the path to doing it as well.
Oh, okay.
She's on the path.
I know she's got her own, like.
But I read this a while back, so I don't know if she owns it now. But when Jay, because basically Warner Chappell, they manage his publishing. Beyond it, but they manage it. So obviously, because they manage it, they're going to get a percentage, but he'll get the larger cut. Mm-hmm. So Beyonce is going to do the same thing because she signed, her publishing now is with Warner Chappell. So under my assumption, I don't know how much of her catalogue she owns, but I'm assuming she's probably got the same deal as Jay in a sense where Warner Chappell will manage the catalogue. Yeah. So they're the ones that go out and look for the money. If somebody's used their music, they're like, yo, bring us the peas.
What you want me?
Exactly. Bring me the peas. Yeah. They gather the money and then, you know, they split it between publishing and the owner.
So interesting.
The music.
That is so interesting. So, but I know she has her own entertainment company under Columbia Records.
She's a partner with Columbia Records.
Exactly.
She's not just an artist.
She's a partner. With Columbia Records, like, but then they are owned by Sony as well.
Yeah.
Also for the listeners as well, like the music industry is heavily, like, highly market concentrated in the sense of, like, there are like three or four big labels.
Three, fam.
Sony, UMG,
and Warner. That's it.
They're the main. They're the big three. And then they have all these subsidiary record labels and companies that run underneath them. So, yeah. Oh, so interesting.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy, you know. It's actually crazy.
you want to think about the market is so saturated.
So saturated.
When you think about it's just saturated. It's just three labels. Three labels own everything.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mad.
they're above. They actually own, like, Universal, Interscope,
Interscope,
Polydor,
Epic.
Epic.
They're all under these three labels.
Epic is LA Reid's.
He runs that.
And that's who Khalid is signed to.
Who?
Khalid is signed to.
Yeah.
Khalid has a label deal with Epic for We the Best Records.
That's kind of confusing, you
but
know.
But then Jay manages him.
Yeah, that's kind of confusing because so you got We the Best, which is under Epic, and Epic is under Sony.
Yeah, so it's the same. It's the same. So you know, Beyonce's thing, Parkwood Entertainment. Parkwood Entertainment is under Columbia Records, which is under exclusive license to Sony.
Okay, is that her label?
That's her label. Yeah, she signed three new artists.
Who she signed? She got artists.
Yeah, she got artists.
Beyonce signs artists.
Yeah, she got three artists. One girl called Ingrid, who released a song with Seven Streeter.
Okay.
She's a rapper. Then you've got Chloe and Halle. I remember seeing them on YouTube. Two girls.
I think I know those girls. They're buff, aren't they?
They're young, fam. They're young. They're proper young.
Hey, like, God forbid in it. I'm safe.
I'm thinking of someone else. Chloe and Halle, they've got like dreadlocks kind of thing.
Nah, it's not who I'm thinking of. Okay, cool.
You're lucky. That's safe. So you got Chloe and Halle.
I was probably thinking of those. Never gonna stop me now.
No, not those guys. I follow them on YouTube.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. And then you have Sophie Beam, who was like an American Idol contestant. So yeah, she's got three artists that she's pushing.
Wow.
On Parkwood Entertainment.
Wow, okay.
So I feel like a lot of artists, again, they're taking that step forward from... It's kind of like they're not totally free independent artists, but they've like structured deals with their labels. They've got so much more bargaining power that they can now create like their own record label adventures
yeah.
underneath their record label. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, with the label getting exclusive license to it.
Yeah, boy. Imagine it like, think of it like fantasy football. Like,
yeah.
You see a player, you see they're doing well, and then you're like, I'm going to gamble. Should I sign them?
Yeah.
You sign them, they do rubbish, you lose out. If you sign them and they do really well, then obviously you're winning.
You make money. So
that's,
yeah.
That's why they go, well, that's why most labels go for the bigger artists, because it's like signing a world class player, signing a good player that you know that I'm going to gain something from them.
But then you also know that in this music industry now, longevity is a very hard thing to do. That fans are fickle.
To predict, yeah.
You know, so it's. I think it's. To be honest, I think it's well balanced where you can sign somebody. They'll do well for you and they're established, or you can sign somebody, they're brand new. Because that's like Justin Bieber. Before, yes, he had a following on YouTube, but he could still have flopped.
Yeah, but
and that's the gamble. That is the gamble. That's right there.
Yeah.
I feel like with Justin Bieber, it was always 50-50. Because then you got to look at it in the sense of, okay, so all the little girls love him. But then how long is he going to... He's not going to be a kid forever. You know what I mean? He's not going to be a teenage boy forever. Mm-hmm. He's going to grow up. And then around this time...
So I started doing R&B tunes.
Is it, huh?
That's why he started doing R&B tunes.
That's why he started doing these songs. Around this time, this is the point where he has to transition. Otherwise, he's not going nowhere. This is when he had to do all that bad stuff about going to the club and fighting people. I don't But this is where he started. This is where he had to grow up and, like, you know... make different kind of music and start swearing and rapping and all this stuff, boy.
He raps?
Have you never heard him?
No,
never
I don't listen to Justin Bieber.
Didn't he rap? Girlfriend, he rapped.
He rapped it.
If you were my girlfriend, I'd get rid of that. We don't really want to go.
And he even did he was actually going to do a cypher as well on BET. Was it BET?
What?
He was going to do a cypher.
He was going to do a cypher, and he asked Ludacris.
He's really trying to get accepted into the black community.
Yeah, and he asked
Charlamagne told him anyway. He said, "Stop hanging around with those black people."
Yeah, he even asked Ludacris to write the bars for him for that cypher.
Can you imagine?
Luda said no.
No.
No, hell no. Hell no. To the no, no. No, 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 no.
No, no.
To the no, no.
Hell to the no, 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 no.
I feel like we got it.
Hell no.
Hell no, 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 no.